Following an executive order from President Donald Trump, Wisconsin's largest pediatric hospitals have halted gender-affirming care to minors. The order enacted in January means that if Children's Wisconsin and UW Health continued those services, they would lose funding for Medicare and Medicaid. This also means some children undergoing gender transition are abruptly stopping puberty blockers and hormone therapy, leading to mental health struggles. But one Dane County family took precautions to ensure that their transgender son, Alex, had continuous care until his 18th birthday this July. Here to share more is Alex's mom, Megan. Your Alex is 17 years old, and I understand he began exploring his gender several years ago. Can you take me back to that time? Tell me a little bit about the process and how it eventually led to his name change.
You know, our Alex, he has always went to the beat of his own drummer. He loved his brother's hand-me-down clothes, but also went through a sparkle phase. So he has always done exactly what he wants to do and has known that doesn't really fit with what other his peers were experiencing. He started exploring gender in sixth grade. We talk a lot about inclusivity here in our home. And at the end of sixth grade, he really started at school first with a name change that we didn't know about. Maybe like a month after he started using it at school, he shared it with us to start using it at home. Eventually, he started experimenting with other pronouns, asked that we use he, him, and started kind of transitioning socially to a boy the next year in school.
So I understand that Alex has been using testosterone now for about 2 years through UW Health's Pediatric and Adolescent Transgender Health Clinic. When the federal executive order was issued, how did your family find out and what was the reaction like?
That was really hard news to process. My husband, Luke, has been really proactive in following, you know, any executive orders that might be impacting transgender, either youth or adults. But specifically with UW, our doctor, we would ask questions and ask what their thoughts were as each executive order came out. And this last one, my husband actually read about it on Reddit first, that UW Health was pausing care. And then we have a resource group of parents of trans children. And so we heard it on there as well. And then we happened to have our regular checkup planned with Alex's doctor with UW, and then that the doctor shared with us then that, you know, UW would likely be pausing. And that was like January 5th that we had that appointment. It was January 13th. It came out.
What type of care is Alex able to receive right now through the UW Path Clinic?
His care is done. They had to stop prescribing new prescriptions. We can still consult with them in general about his care, but it can't be about gender affirming.
Your family decided to take some precautions ahead of that executive order to make sure that Alex does have hormone therapy until his 18th birthday, which is coming up later this summer. What conversations did you have with his physicians at that time to be able to receive enough doses?
Our doctor really worked with us on safe strategies to help Alex either lower his dose or ration his doses so that he could make them last longer without lowering the impact of the testosterone for him. We worked out a plan where, you know, we have a new prescription for the testosterone that will last longer, you know, but I feel so badly for so many families impacted.
There are lots of November elections coming up here in Wisconsin, particularly for governor, where Governor Evers, the incumbent, is not going to be running again. What concerns you most about the November election and the rights of those people who are transgender?
That's one of our top concerns right now. I mean, honestly, I feel terrified for both trans adults and trans youth. I mean, Governor Evers has been, you know, the one to veto the bills. And if we lose a governor who's an ally, that's going to be really, really hard. That gender-affirming care, Alex experiences a lot of gender euphoria where he feels like now his body and who he's supposed to be match and is joyful again and actually went off anxiety medication because he's doing so well. These are just people who are wanting to live their lives authentically who they are, and they should be allowed to do that.